Now, Valentina Lisitsa is no Zayn Malik, but she is an internet phenomenon. Her YouTube videos have had tens of millions of views. Very impressive, considering she's a Ukrainian classical pianist. But as the world's Andrea Crossan tells us, the musician's love of social media seems to have bitten her right in the arpeggio.
This is Valentina Lisitsa, playing Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 2. And this is how much of it she played at her sold-out concert in Toronto last night. None. She played none of it. On Monday, the Toronto Symphony Orchestra told her that her two performances were cancelled. The problem had nothing to do with her playing. Instead, it's her politics that seemed to be the problem. For months now, Lisitsa's been tweeting under a pseudonym about the political situation in Ukraine. The pianist was born in Ukraine, but is ethnic Russian. And she's been highly critical of the government in Kiev, even comparing its behavior to the Nazis. Jeff Melanson is the president of the Toronto Symphony Orchestra. He spoke to the CBC earlier this week about Lisitsa.
We had a number of members of Toronto's community approach us about her deeply offensive texts. People were very offended by what she was saying online starting in December, and that kind of crescendoed over the last 3 or 4 months. And when we reviewed the various tweets and asked Valentina to please explain the tweets and the content, unfortunately these were her words, and we were left with no choice but to remove her from the program.
Lisitsa has used her considerable fan base to lobby Melanson and the Toronto Symphony Orchestra on her behalf. She made a plea on Facebook asking supporters to contact the TSO and ask them to let her play. And she's pleaded her case on Russia's state-funded television network.
I always separated music from politics, and I tried to keep enormous distance between two. And partially, I think it was my mistake in a way, because now my tweets have caught up with me, and I'm totally for freedom of speech, for freedom of discussion, of argument, of heated argument, and that's what I've been doing on Twitter, delivering the other point of view.
That other point of view is her strong support for the Russian minority in Ukraine. Lisitsa says that the symphony was pressured by members of Canada's Ukrainian community to cancel her concerts.
I was about to go on stage with Toronto Symphony to sold out auditoriums, to play Rachmaninoff concertos, not to preach politics. And yet I was silenced because of something that I said on Twitter.
Canada has the world's third largest Ukrainian population, behind Ukraine itself and Russia. And the Ukrainian community in Canada broadly supports the current Ukrainian government. The president of the Ukrainian Congress of Canada has spoken out against Lisitsa and supports the decision to cancel her performances. But some inside the classical music community say that the TSO is setting a bad precedent. Michael Vincent is the editor and publisher of an online classical music magazine.
She was in Toronto to perform. She wasn't here to spread any of her political ideologies to anybody. And so that was one of the arguments here. Why did the TSO dump her from the program when, admittedly, she wouldn't have been speaking politically at all, just performing?
And as for Lisitsa herself, unrepentant.
I think I was right to do it, and I think, looking backwards, I would not change anything that I did.
Lisitsa was paid by the Toronto Symphony Orchestra, even though her fingers never played a single note. And she's scheduled to perform with the Calgary Philharmonic Orchestra later this year. For The World, I'm Andrea Crossan.
You can read some of Lisitsa's controversial tweets and see her perform at PRI.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios here in Boston at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for listening.